The overall structure of education consists of two separate systems. The state school system, which is attended by about 94% of British school children, and the private or independent school system for 6% of them. School is compulsory for any child from the age of 5 to 16. In the state system, children progress from primary schools, infant and junior schools, ages 5 to 11, to secondary schools, ages 11 to 16, or 11 to 18. A secondary school can be a comprehensive school, which corresponds to the German Gesamtschule. About 90% of British school children attend comprehensive schools. These schools are called non-selective because they're open to anybody, and theoretically, classes are mixed ability. In practice, though, pupils are put into different classes according to their ability. This is called streaming. Other types of secondary schools are grammar schools, secondary modern schools, and technical schools. These schools are selective, which means that the 10% of British school children attending them are selected by examination at the age of 11. Grammar schools prepare children for university. Secondary modern schools provide a more general education, and technical schools work on practical and technical skills. The independent or private school system, attended by about 6% of British children, comprises pre-preparatory, ages 5 to 8 or 7 to 8, and preparatory schools, ages 8 to 13, which prepare pupils for entrance to a so-called public or private school from the age of 13 to 18. These schools charge fees of around £4,000 a term. Public schools represented a traditional and famous feature within the field of British education. Some of the most famous public schools are Winchester, founded in 1382, Eton, 1440, Harrow, 1572, and Rugby, 1537. Traditionally, public school students came from the ruling classes in Britain. And even today, private education is generally considered superior to state education. School leavers from a public school usually achieve high positions in all professional fields. As only a few parents can afford to send their children to a private, fee-paying school, it's right to say that this dual system of private and state education helps to sustain class differences and social inequality in Britain. In 1989, the national curriculum was introduced in England and Wales. It's a guideline for a unified educational system, which also states attainment targets expected at each level. At the age of 16, students have to take the General Certificate of Secondary Education, abbreviated to GCSE, which normally comprises an examination in English, maths, and a modern language. The GNVQ, or General National Vocational Qualification, is an alternative to the GCSE and requires more practical skills. Many pupils leave school after taking their GCSE exams. 2 years after the GCSE, A-levels, or advanced-level examinations, corresponding to the German Abitur, are taken. Grades go from A to E, and Bs are usually required by university. However, universities don't accept students automatically, but select them on the basis of exam results and interviews. The oldest and most prestigious universities in Britain are Oxford and Cambridge, often jointly referred to as Oxbridge. But most of the students in Britain attend so-called red brick universities founded in the 19th century, most of which are situated in major cities. Degree courses usually take 3 or 4 years. The most common titles for the first degree are Bachelor of Arts, BA, or Bachelor of Science, BSc. People who have obtained a degree and wish to study further are called postgraduates and may, after 1 to 2 years' study, obtain a master's degree, MA or MSc, or after further years of specialized research, a doctor's degree.